into the city these days. But under her powdered bosom, she was an Ankh-Morpork shopkeeper, and knew that the best kind of money was the sort that was in her hand rather than someone else's. The best kind of money was mine, not yours. Besides, she was also enough of a snob to confuse rudeness with good breeding. In the same way that the really rich can never be mad, they're eccentric, so they can also never be rude. They're outspoken and forthright. She hurried after Lady Esmeralda and her rather strange friend. Salt of the earth, she told herself. She was in time to overhear a mysterious conversation. I'm being punished, ain't I, Esme? Can't imagine what you're talking about, Giffer. Just 'cause I had my little moment. I really don't follow you. Anyway, you said you were at your wit's end with thinking what you'd do with the money. Yes, but I'd have quite liked to have been at my wit's end on a big comfy chaise longue somewhere with lots of big strong men buying me chocolates and pressing their favours on me. Money doesn't buy happiness, Giffer. I only wanted to rent it for a few weeks. Agnes rose late, the music still ringing in her ears, and dressed in a dream, but she hung a bedsheet over the mirror just in case. There were half a dozen of the chorus dancers in the canteen sharing a stick of celery and giggling. And there was Andre. He was eating something absent-mindedly while staring at a sheet of music. Occasionally he'd wave his spoon in the air with a faraway look on his face and then put it down and make a few notes. In mid-beat, he caught sight of Agnes and grinned. Hello. You look tired. Yes. You've missed all the excitement. Have I? The watch have been here, talking to everyone and asking lots of questions and writing things down. Very slowly. What sort of questions? Well, knowing the watch, probably, was it you what did it then? They're rather slow thinkers. Oh dear, does that mean tonight's performance is cancelled? Andre laughed. He had a rather pleasant laugh. I don't think Mr. Bucket could possibly cancel it, he said, even if people are dropping like flies out of the flies. Why not? People have been queuing for tickets. Why? He told her. That's disgusting, said Agnes. You mean they're coming because it might be dangerous? Human nature, I'm afraid. Of course, some of them want to hear Enrico Basilica, and, well, Christine seems popular. He gave her a sorrowful look. I don't mind. Honestly, lied Agnes. How long have you worked here, Andre? Only a few months. I used to teach music to the Seraph's children in Clatch. What do you think about the ghost? He shrugged. Just some kind of madman, I suppose. Do you know if he sings? I mean, he's good at singing. I heard he sends little critiques to the manager. Some of the girls say they've heard someone singing in the night, but they're always saying silly things. Are there any secret passages here? He looked at her with his head on one side. Who have you been talking to? Sorry? The girls say they are. Of course, they say they see the ghost all the time, and sometimes in two places at once. Why should they see him more? Perhaps he just likes looking at young ladies. They're always practising in odd corners. Besides, they're all half-crazed with hunger anyway. Aren't you interested in the ghost? People have been killed. Well, people are saying it might have been Dr. Undershaft. But he was killed. He might have hanged himself. He'd been very depressed lately, and he'd always been a bit strange. Nervy. It's going to be a bit difficult without him, though. Here, I've brought you a stack of old programmes. Some of the notes may help, since you haven't been in the opera long. Agnes stared at them, unseeing. People were disappearing, and the first thought that everyone had was that it was going to be inconvenient without them. The show must go on. Everyone said that. People said it all the time. Often they smiled when they said it.